So if you really go back to the beginning, you have to go back to forms of communications that were based either on muscle power or on things that you could see, visually powered communication. So let's start first with muscle powered. You could imagine that you could put a message in the hand of a runner or a person on horseback and be able to communicate that, have it sent to the troops in the field or gallop down the roads to the next town or the next capital in the adjacent province of the country or the empire. It was used primarily for command and control messages between the capital and the field of the great empires of the past, Rome, the Mongolian hordes, and so on, developed very sophisticated relay systems using both runners and horses to communicate between the palace, the seat of the commander, the emperor, the king, the ruler, the Caesar, and the rest of his far-flung troops and possessions. As early as 490 BC, 500 years before the birth of Christ, there is, of course, the famous story of the origin of the marathon. Pheidippides ran from the plains of Marathon on the coast of Greece to Athens to report the approach of the Persian army. And, of course, the story is that he ran in a few hours that distance of 22.5 miles. That's why a marathon is as long as it is today. That's the distance between Marathon and Athens. He blurted out, "The Persians are coming! The Persians are coming!" And immediately died. Because I guess it was hard to run 22.5 miles in those days. It doesn't seem like such a problem today.